Welcome to Shayna's Soapbox. We're going to spend a short time delving into a topic, be it tech, business, money, or passion, and give you actions that you can take to improve your project or your life. On today's episode, I want to share 5 quotes that have really stuck with me in life. And these quotes are from talking with people throughout my life. And I'm totally going to bastardize these quotes because they were spoken to me. And this is all these years later of how I remember them. So this is not an exact quote from time. It's not recorded. It's how I remember it. And it stuck with me. Number one is always have your own money. My mom always said this over and over again throughout my life. She said it to other women all the time too. She often called it runaway money because in her era, women were mostly married, mostly not really working, and their whole financial future was tied to who they were with. But sometimes marriages aren't great. And my mother always emphasized always having your own money so that if you need to leave, you can leave. So that you can go stand on your own and to always think about that. She would like put her hand on other people's arms and say like, even if you have to take grocery money and hide it away, make sure you have money. And to me, I think that always meant like make sure you have options and that you are able to be independent. But that was a huge one. I feel like it's like branded on me, in my soul, always having my own money. Number two, when I was interviewing people about how to start a business, how they started a business, I was fortunate enough to work with a man named Brad Worsham, who is the founder of Bit Systems. He and I were working side by side at the NRO. He was an aerospace engineer and we were working on a major ground system together, and he was gracious enough to let me take him to lunch and ask him all about starting a business and how it worked. And I had just actually come off of visiting at a friend's house and her husband was starting a business. And he said, oh, do you have a contracts person? Do you have this? Do you know this? Well, I mean, I do. So like, I can't believe you're starting a business. And I told Brad this and it had gotten to me a little bit. And Brad said, you'll figure out what you need to figure out when you need to figure it out. So you don't need to have all the answers, but trust that when you come to a fork in the road and there's something you don't understand, that you have the capacity to go learn what you need to learn to cross that bridge. And then he gave this example of some government form that he and his 2 co-founders had to fill out at the start of the business, and it was very unclear. And they took their best guess at filling out the form and what they thought was how they were asking the question. And actually, most of the time, the thing I like about this story is that most of the time, people aren't trying to fail you. You know, it's not a pass or fail. It's a lot of times it is forms or the laws that change, or it is gray and that's why it's unclear. So even now, if you ask people who started a business, what are the steps? They might know at a high level, but things change where it is, the exact details. And so you just have to have this trust that you have the capacity in you. My husband likes to say his favorite Yoda quote, already know you that which you need. That's more like it's already in you, but either way, the point is you have the power to figure it out. You can handle what's coming at you, to have faith in yourself. All right, this one I don't remember at all what she said, but like Maya Angelou's famous quote, I remember the feeling she gave me. And this is my dear friend, Katie Adams. And this was at a bar in Georgetown. And I had just worked for this small business. And I came in very hopeful. I was supposed to be the darling. And it was a really terrible professional experience. and my peers at the business were horrible. And I left that company and had a lot of like professional wounds, and some of the barbs that they threw at me were sticking. And I felt very low and very not valued. And my friend Katie gave me a speech about lifting my head up and that I was really strong and that I could go do what I wanted, that I was a strong engineer and provided value, and just basically dust yourself off and get back in there. You can do it. And I believe in you. So it was this big, long talk about how, even if I couldn't see it in myself at the time, that someone out there could see that bright light burning within me and could tell me that she believed in me, even when I didn't believe in myself. Yeah, again, I have no idea what she said that day. I just remember so much that was the point of what she was saying of, I know you can do this. I absolutely believe in you. And that really always stuck with me. It was like a shot of gold to the heart that helped lift me up and keep me going when, you know, you don't want to say work is a battle, but sometimes, man, the stuff that people do and they throw at you in an effort to discredit or to advance themselves, I mean, it can be brutal. And I let it get to me sometimes. And she was like, nope, we're going to clean you up and get you back in there because you're strong. Another time I had the pleasure of meeting Chuck Fawn, who was the CEO of Bridges. And we were on a panel together about joint ventures and how that works and what's good and what isn't. And I hadn't really met him before, but was impressed by his demeanor from that. And I stood in the hallway peppering him with questions, as I am known to do. And I asked him about how to grow as a CEO, how to grow my business. Well, actually, I probably asked him how to grow my business, and he told me I needed to grow as a CEO. And essentially what he said is, to get good at business, you really need to get your head and your heart straight. And you have to work through some of the emotional pain that you have from business and from life, because it's blocking you from growing. And then he gave some personal examples from his own life of stuff that he had gone through and how he worked in a peer advisory group to help work through some of that and even gone to therapy. Most CEOs are not that forthcoming about it being difficult or hard. They put on a front every day. And that was very unusual, but it stuck with me. And I ended up taking his advice. I ended up joining a peer advisory group later and having to be vulnerable and having to work through some of the bad and old ideas I'd been carrying around that weren't serving me anymore, or also thinking through some of the things that got me to where I am aren't going to get me to the next level, and how to undo some of that and allow myself to be able to work at the next level. But that was his point. Like, if you want to grow professionally, you have to grow personally and emotionally. It's funny, both Chuck and Brad, I almost never see them or talk to them. And I've only had like one lunch with each of them. And their advice has really stuck with me for years. Number five is, we all need something to struggle against. And that's what my husband says to me repeatedly when I complain about trying to eat the elephant all at once instead of a bite at a time. And he reminds me that the struggle is what is beautiful of life and what keeps us alive and keeps us growing and learning and is exciting. And probably one of his favorite parts about being with me is, even if I complain, I'm going after these big, huge dreams and I don't stop. I think I really like that quote too, because I don't know if I'm an 80s child watching too many like John Hughes movies where it all turns out so well in the end and then it's a happily ever after. But there is struggle even when things are well. And And that's what keeps us alive. And I recently read this great book called The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. It's about stoicism, but it emphasizes that point that it's not meant to be easy and that it is the challenge that is the great and exciting thing. I'm so curious to learn what major things people have told you in your life that have really stood out. So please reach out and let me know. I would love to hear what great advice that you've gotten that has stuck with you. And for those of you meeting up with people, you never really know the impact that you have on someone and how impactful your words can be on changing someone's life. Something you may even think is a throwaway comment really plants a seed and changes the course of someone's direction and puts them on a better path. So number one, my mom, always have your own money. Number two, you'll figure it out when you need to figure it out. Number three, I believe in you. That was my friend Katie. Even when I couldn't see it and didn't believe it, she told me she saw it and knew that I was headed for something better. Number four, to grow, you need to get your head and your heart straight. You want to be a good professional? You got to work through some of your baggage, clear it out so that you can let the good stuff in. And number five, we all need something to struggle against. The obstacle is the whole point. So I hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, I'm so curious. Please do share. I would love to know what things people have stuck with you. I think, you know, another one is just my bonus one is people saying, I love you. There are times in your life where telling someone you love them is the most powerful thing and emotion that you could do for someone is that essentially you're saying, I'm here for you and I'm in your corner. So I know we're not going to go around saying I love you to all of our employees or colleagues or customers, but for those that are close in your life, do take the time to tell them you love them and let that stick. All right. I hope you enjoyed that. I will talk to you again soon. Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by Nyla Technology Solutions, an SBA-certified 8A, HubZone, woman-owned small business specializing in full-stack software engineering and data science services to the U.S. government. Our innovative solutions are built to match the speed of mission. For more information, partnering opportunities, and new job openings, please visit our website, www.nyla.io.